Yo guys, what's good? My name is Timini Egbusin, aka Watch Timini.
What up, yo? They call me DJ Spinner.
This is a boy, if you know the playmaker.
This is World.
Oh, I forgot my name.
You're listening to Dada Boy Show. Crazy guy, don't touch it.
Bada boom, bada bang. Welcome to the Dada Boy Show. This one, very special because I don't they chase him since. Since last year. Literally been chasing him.
We out here.
Boys and girls. Ubi Franklin is in the building.
What's up, bro?
What's up, my brother? You good?
Very happy to be here.
How about you now?
Very well.
Yo, man. First and foremost, yo, big ups to you.
Thank you,
on bro. Everything you do. Appreciate you know what I mean? Like, you are one of the most versatile people that I know. Like, put your hands in so many things. And at the same time, most of the things you touch, not even most, 90% of the things you touch turn into gold.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's where the energy, that's literally one of the things I like you for, because you're a master of everything you do. So shout out to you, my brother. How you been?
Good. I've been watching your show. I think I posted a couple on my Instagram.
Thank
and
you,
you know, for me, what's most important is I think I was at the, looking at you right now, I was at the day you won your MTV base.
Yeah, video search.
Video search. Uh-huh. And seeing how you've evolved to what you're doing right now, you know, for me, I'm always about growth.
Yes, sir.
You know, so we don't need to compete all together in the same space, but it's good to see everybody growing. So I'm all about growth. So congrats on everything, bro.
Thank you so much, Chief. Yeah. Thank you so much. Ubi is here. Guys, I always ask you this.
Yeah.
Why the blogs love you, bro?
Man, you know, money follows attention.
Okay.
Yeah, so if that attention is not there, money won't come, mm-hmm. you know. I always tell people that no matter what you do in this life, no, never beat, never kill, never be violent. Every other thing goes. You know, don't steal.
Yeah.
Every other thing goes. But the thing is, as much as possible, if you decide to listen to what the blogs are saying, sometimes mm-hmm. the blog write things and then you are, it's weird, you know, and you're like, really, me? How? You know, but the thing is, it is what it is.
It is
so one day I asked someone, I said, I had one blogger, I'm like, why do you keep writing about me? She said to me, the day I stop writing about you, just know that you're not relevant.
Relevant. Hmm.
So I looked at it. So there's a pain under it, but the attention, money follows that attention. So always in your life, need to understand something, that money follows attention. So there are people that are in my position right now that are begging for blogs to write about them.
Okay.
Right. So what do I do with what blogs are doing to me? I turn it into money. So if you don't turn it into money, that's when it becomes depressing for you.
I like that. It's Mr. Money Man.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Well, there's so many things I want to talk about.
Yeah.
Music, the real estate venture,
yeah.
Life in general,
yeah.
Politics.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
You know, let's start off with the thing I don't know least the most, which is real estate venture.
Yeah.
Let's start off. Why did you feel that you needed to go into that business?
All right. So, you know, for me, I have a lot of friends.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you that most of my great, great, great friends are not in the music industry. They're not in the entertainment industry. They're very mm-hmm. private guys that are doing billions of naira in their various real estate ventures. So, when I started having issues with my artist, you mm-hmm. know, yeah, at the time he wanted to leave. So I spoke to one of them. I was like, you know what? Because for every time he always told me, Ubi, every day people get to know you. Drag your artist to come. Let's do real estate. And I'll be like, you know, because, you know, when an artist has money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And things are booming for the artist. He has number one songs everywhere. You don't listen to any other advice. That's the biggest issue we have in our industry. So I spoke to him. I said, hey, listen, I'm about to lose one of my artists, but I have the other one. And I see that he's going to become one of the biggest guys in the industry. That's techno.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he told me, he said, right, me, I don't, he said in his exact words, he said, Ubi, you know, say me, I don't really know this one, I think.
Yeah.
Me, I'm about real estate, but I can teach you real estate. I can tell you what to do. I'll tell you everything, then pick what you want in the sector. I said, okay. So before now, whenever we travel, I love staying in apartments. So I hate hotels. I hate to stay in a room and I'm seeing everything about me is in one room.
Four corner.
Right, yeah, I hate that. So I like to come out, maybe go to the kitchen, pick something, go to the fridge, you know, something very
have
important.
A little balcony vibe on it.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
So whenever we're getting a rider, I tell the promoters, hey, get us an apartment. So I got accustomed to that.
Yeah.
So I told him, I said, okay, what about me start shortlet apartments and all? He said, oh, great idea. He said, people have started it, but it's not really out there. So I said, okay, you know what? I sat down with my tech guys. I built a platform. I call that Instant Apartment.
Instant Apartment. You know?
So I built a platform, Instant Apartment. So I became an aggregator, which we are still doing, aggregator for apartments. So I started listing different people's apartments. Mm-hmm. So I started my own. I had my own shortlet apartments that are directly mine.
Okay. Right?
So I started from there. So I started to understand the things that are within the industry, mm-hmm. which is why you're doing that. Oh, there's somebody that maybe wants to sell his house. Somebody wants to move out of his house. Somebody's trying to sell off all the properties in his house. So I started buying off all those properties. When I see an apartment, I furnish it. So as I am right now, if you give me an apartment today, I can furnish it in 24, 48 hours, mm-hmm. right? Because I have all the furniture that can fit in there. So I buy these furniture, put it in my in a warehouse. So gradually, I started growing around, you can start renting proper empty spaces to people. I started doing that. So since people could trust me, mm-hmm. like I can have people's money of 300, 400 million. They are looking for a good deal for houses to buy. So these monies are in my account. So I started hustling people to see how they can sell houses to me at prices that are good so mm-hmm. I can make a profit.
Yeah.
So I started doing that. Then I was like, you know what? In like a year, we bought like more than 10 houses. Like, something is here. So I went into that, started pushing. Then last year, I got a deal to do a JV to build 64 units of one beds and two beds apartment in Shangotedo behind the Novara Mall. And that's it. So for me, it's about looking at the environment, real estate, mm-hmm. looking at the place, looking at what is very important there. And you know, I might tell you how sweet it is, the journey is, but
definitely it's not
that easy.
Yeah.
You know, you need to have something to offer.
There you go.
I always tell people, don't sit in a table where you have nothing to offer. Because once you stand up, the person that has something to offer might be somewhere else. We'll call him, he will drive 10 hours and come. Mm-hmm. That your seat
is gone.
It's gone. They'll replace you. So
yes,
I always tell people that if you have something to offer, you'll be 10 hours away from where an important meeting
they'll
is,
wait
they'll
for
wait
you.
For you. Mm. But if you have nothing to offer, you just be sitting under. Whenever they have a conversation, they'll turn past you and make sure that the person that has something to offer, you might be filling a seat in a conversation table. And while you're filling that seat in the conversation table, you might think that you are important until when push comes to show. So what I've always told myself is, God always make me important in tables. It's not about what people have to say about me. If you see me in places where I'm sitting there, I'm talking to top government officials, and you'll be like, is this the same guy we know? Mm-hmm. No. Yes, it's the same guy you know. But the thing is, I've spent time, nights, the times you're talking about me on social media, I'm reading books. I'm trying to learn something. For every time something happens to me, I learn something. So that's how I got into this entire real estate thing. Now, what am I doing? I'm using my popularity
to build.
So don't forget, for everybody, for whatever you're doing right now, you need to at least have something, you know. If you have zero trust deficit as a person, it's going to be difficult for people to deal with you. Mm. Don't forget, there are still people that will say, this guy, we don't trust him, which is fine. But the people that have dealt with, the ones that things transactions have gone clean,
yeah,
you understand? There are many. But don't forget that in that same journey, there are people that transactions wouldn't have gone straight because maybe, you know, some details were not clocked here and there, which is normal. You know, there's nobody that will tell me they've done 100% transactions clean, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, so you have to either refund money, they are not happy and all of that. But it's better I refund your money and you are not happy than you hear that I ate your money.
But right? Are you a trustworthy person though?
100%. Trust me, because you know what? I found out, maybe not late, and this is what I'm going to say to any young guy out there. Mm-hmm. Make sure, right? Make sure that where you feed,
mm-hmm.
where you feed, you build so much trust. And don't also forget this. People will not trust you. As far as you're a young guy, maybe people they perceive you somewhat. The reason why maybe some people will not say, oh, I don't trust these guys, maybe some of the things that have been said about me on the internet. Now, people that have dealt with me, I walk freely every day, bro.
Yeah.
You know, so people that have dealt with me, they'll say, you know, there are times where I lose money in a transaction because I just want you to be happy. Now, in our game today, in this world, if somebody has not cheated you, they don't believe that you're a trustworthy person.
Mm.
So sometimes I look at transactions and I just, okay, before I got here, I went to do a transaction. So this lady, when she heard that I'm the owner of I'm one of the partners in the JV, she didn't want to buy. She said, I heard so many things about that guy. So when I arrived, she saw me, you know, and they didn't tell me.
This is how she felt.
Yeah. So when I came, I said, mommy, good. She's like, When I looked at her, that lady shouldn't be more than 40 or maybe 38. I said, ah, mommy, welcome, how are you doing? So she saw the humility in my arrival. I arrived in my little Lexus, you know. I didn't come with police.
Little Lexus.
Do you understand? So I didn't come with police. None of all. So I arrived there. So I greeted her. I said, ah, mommy, don't worry. This property is you're going to enjoy it. She said, oh, I'm buying it for my nephews. And I said, they will enjoy it. Don't worry. The conversations I had with her, right? At this time, the agent has not still told me how the woman felt. Because the agent told the woman that because she felt like this is what I'm going to use to make the woman feel comfortable. So after everything, I left. On my way here, the agent told me that, see what happened. But the woman is so excited the way you came presented yourself. She thought you were a very rude person.
Mm.
The way you came presented yourself, they are ready to deal. As I speak to you before we leave here, I'm sure they will credit us and other transactions will go through.
The
thing is this, right? No matter how I'm going to round this up is, no matter how people think about you, when you have opportunities to meet people one-on-one, make sure that, you know, your presence speaks something different from what they think about you. Not that you're trying to prove a point to anybody, you see, you can never prove a point to over 200 million Nigerians. But what you can do is, the 10,000 or the 100 or the 50 or the 10 that you meet, make sure that you impact something in them. But don't forget that as much as you're trying to impact something in them, there are still people that their family issues
is
too much for them to listen to you. So that's about it.
That's one thing I learned from Alex Okosi. He always says, oh yeah, you can always meet people. It's fine, meet people Monday to Sunday, but make sure when you meet somebody, that meeting has to be an experience.
Yeah.
So when the person goes away and say, yo, you meet a he's this, he's that. And he always says, I see it every time I meet somebody that knows him.
Yeah.
Alex Okosi.
Yeah.
It's a different level of, that guy and a correct guy.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So I definitely get the message.
Yeah.
You
and understand? There are still people that feel like since
he's a dickhead.
Yeah,
exactly.
So that's how life is. So the sweetest part of marketing is referrals.
Mm.
The sweetest part of marketing, I tell you, if you like, put your billboards across Lagos State. Put your advert across CNN in the whole world. Listen, the most effective marketing is referrals.
And all you need is one.
One. And you need to go to the next one.
Yeah.
Go to the next one.
Yep.
I did something 2 days ago I did something last year, October, for a friend. I didn't charge him anything. I just did it. This year, that thing has paid me 4 times of what my friend would have paid me.
Mm.
Because all I did was just deliver.
Confirm.
It cost me $300,000 to do that job, right? For him. I did it as, Baba, I know I can do this. Just give me the opportunity to do this.
Do it for you.
So I did it. He asked me, send me your invoice. I told him, Baba, no, I did it for you for free. He has been marketing me to other people.
Mm.
And right now, I have different bookings for that same thing to do it for them.
Lovely.
Do you understand? Now, I don't have the expertise to do that. Somebody else does. But I'm able to draw that person in to do that job.
Mm-hmm.
And I paid him. But right now, they are paying me
to pay that person.
Mm-hmm. So right now, what have I done? I brought somebody's idea, right?
And somebody else's skill.
Somebody else's skill.
Put together. Full entrepreneur levels.
And money has been made.
And this is not something that... Wait, what did you study in Madonna?
In Madonna, I studied law.
Law, exactly what I was about to say. So this skill is not this skill is a street skill. You learned this thing.
Yeah, I learned. So the thing is,
being just a normal criminal. Like
so I left Madonna when my dad died, because for me, we couldn't pay the school fees.
Okay.
So I went back to Enugu State University. Mm-hmm. I did a course. I did different degrees. Something is very important about life. Whatever you have to get, you get it.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes time.
Yeah.
Right? So the reason why a lot of young boys are depressed today.
Because they need things in a hurry.
There are people that come and meet me, Baba, mentor me now. They don't understand that mentorship has branches. You see how your hair is. That's how mentorship is. Do you know the funny thing? Cutting out one of your dread, people might not know. They might not notice.
Yeah.
But mentorship is a whole nother level. So mentorship is, he's mentoring you, Ubi mentoring you, Don Jazzy mentoring you, different people. That's what mentorship is.
You take everything.
You understand? But when people come and meet me and say, mentor me, it puts a very heavy burden on me because I always try to explain to them that I cannot mentor you alone.
I can't
identify what you want me to mentor you about. Mm-hmm. And we'll sit down and I'll tell you, I'll take you through it, mm-hmm. right? But don't say, oh, mentoring, Baba, I want to carry your bag. I don't like those things because trust me, there's so much. But sometimes I sit down, I break down.
Because there's too much.
You understand? Because there's too much, you know. But at the end of the day, like I said, money follows attention.
Do you get this a lot, Baba? Baba, help me. Then when you break down to, okay, what do you do? What do you want to do so I can help you? Yeah. Baba, I just want to do this entertainment industry.
So I get that a lot. And I always tell people that the moment you cannot identify what you want to do,
you failed.
That's why it takes you longer to achieve your goal.
Yeah.
You know, now, let me tell you why I'm able. I tell people I never got into entertainment to promote myself. Mm-hmm. I got into entertainment to make a mark, right? On another person's career, which I did. So my work spoke for me. Do you understand? So the things I was doing for people, that's what helped me become who I am. I never went to MTV base and say, oh, come on, promote me. I am this. I want to do. No. And you know the funny thing is all the videos I appeared, all the videos. So there's a video, Neto C YQ. Duro.
Yeah, yeah.
That video never came out. I appeared in that video.
Me crazy. Yeah.
I appeared in that video. The video never came out. Duro. I appeared in two other videos.
They didn't come out.
I buy costume and appear in the video. They didn't come out. So I found out that it was not my thing. So the first Kukere video we shot, I appeared in it dancing. Mm-hmm. It didn't come out. So when I faced all of these things, you know, one day I just sat down, just laughing at myself like, maybe.
There's a reason why all these videos are not coming
out. Right? So the only video I've ever appeared in was Applaudissé from Yaya.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you something. Let me tell you a story about Applaudissé. This is funny. In Yaya, we wrote Applaudissé at the time I was going through... So I had engaged my ex-wife at the time, mm-hmm. and then she rejected the ring. And then we're in that process of trying to get her to see reasons why the marriage should go through, right? Mm-hmm. So Yaya now, we now did Applaudissé. So if I connected to the song because I felt like that was my wedding song.
Okay.
So that's why you were in that video.
No, I wasn't in Applaudissé.
Was it? Were you? Okay, no, it wasn't.
I was in Applaudissé.
There were a lot of celebrities in that video.
Yeah.
That's why when I had the opportunity for mm-hmm. the song to come out. We shot it like a traditional marriage because that was meant to be how I wanted my traditional marriage to be.
Oh, no. I was in Applaudissé.
Yeah, you were in Applaudissé.
I was on set.
Yeah.
I came to shoot backstory for Base.
Yeah.
Applaudissé. We shot it in Ikoyi.
Ikoyi, yeah. We
were Jimmy Jazz.
Jimmy Jazz. I know you were in Applaudissé.
I was on set.
We got everybody that were, I remember, you know, so I was on set. Shay Law, Jimmy Jazz, everybody. So
I remember.
This is the backstory of Applaudissé. Applaudissé concept was actually conceived by me because that's how I wanted my wedding to be, right? Because I'm from Cross River State you know, it was more of our cultural heritage. Yeah, it's also from Cross River State. So for me, I that was what came about the song, right? And I wanted somebody that looked like what my... Do you understand? Mm-hmm. That's why we got Nancy Simé. You know, those kind
of...
So we positioned everything. We made the costume. And it came out really nice.
It was.
So that's the backstory of Applaudissé. So
with the heavy-ass costume.
So I had to appear in the video. Yeah.
I remember.
So I had to appear in the video. So
yeah.
That song, a lot of people really like that song. Applaudissé.
Sorry, I have to drag this back. Yeah. I didn't know that you proposed to your ex-wife and she rejected the ring.
Yeah, she did.
I didn't know. Did. I'm very... How will I say? Nonchalant towards some kind of news?
Yeah.
But
you see, the thing is this, right? The things I've been through in life that I've had to deal with privately and publicly.
Yeah.
If they didn't bring me down, that's when I know that
nothing.
I'm headed somewhere.
There you go.
So.
There you go.
She's like one of the best people right now in my life.
Yeah.
Because she just make everything beautiful, right? So sometimes some people don't need to be best in your life when they are with you, right? You just need to be best in your life when things internally are going well.
There you
without
go.
You guys fighting, without there anything.
There you go.
You're just smooth.
Yeah.
My son is happy. You know, he's
well, he looks, bro, that's your twin brother, bro.
I know, man.
You guys have the same hairline, bro.
I know.
And they look and say, yo, who be vomiting this picking?
Yeah.
I swear.
So anytime they change his haircut, he knows that they've changed his haircut.
I swear. Yeah. Yo, that's crazy. But pardon me, I have to ask this. People always ask the story of, or it's questions like, hey, if you propose to somebody, the person says no, would you go back or would you break up? Or She said no to the ring, that's no to you, mm-hmm. but you still went ahead. And this was love.
Yeah, so for me, I really loved her.
Yeah.
And though I had a lot of people advising me, don't do it. Don't go back. Don't. Mm. But you see, you can never tell a man in love what to do. Mm. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So that was my love story. So you cannot tell my love story for me.
There you go.
So I felt like that was my love story. Do you understand?
Tweet that. You can never tell my love story for me.
Do you understand? So,
damn.
So I went to meet one of my senior uncles. Mm. And I told him, I said, Uncle, I'm going through this. He laughed. I was so pissed.
They
I was
always
livid.
Laugh. They always laugh.
You know what he told me? He said, sit down. He said, the reason why I cannot help you talk to this woman is this. I said, Uncle, tell me. Because I felt like that was my last bus stop.
Oh,
and I felt like he was somebody that could make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
I said, tell me. He said, you see my wife? I said, yes. He said, my wife is the most beautiful woman in the world, the best woman in the world, but she's also the most troublesome woman I've ever met. His wife was sitting down there. The wife was laughing. I said, Uncle, why? He said, I married her because I saw that there's day and night in her.
Mm.
So, and I believe that I'd rather day and night with her than only the night with somebody else.
Mm.
I said, okay. Yeah, I said, he now said to me, the things I'm explaining to you, you might not understand them because you are hearing it here and it's coming out the other way. But if you listen to me carefully, I'll tell you that I cannot process your thoughts right now. I can only process the doctored things you are telling me right now. He said, some of you go for counseling and you doctor the story. He said, that's why a lot of people will go for counseling and counseling and counseling and counseling until nothing still happens.
Mm.
I said, Uncle, please break it further. I'm a very inquisitive person. He now said to me, pictures, right, are taken and I can see it. But you know the environment you were before you took that picture. So my view is the view of the picture I'm seeing.
Yeah.
But your view is you were seeing left, right, and center. You were seeing everybody.
The person that took the picture.
Exactly.
Behind the person that took the picture.
So I can only view the picture you're showing me,
mm-hmm.
but it's not the 360 picture. He said, if you have come here with a picture of a drone, not physically, if you have mm-hmm. come here with a picture of the drone, that means if you've come here with all the actors in this conversation,
mm-hmm.
it would have been easier for me to get A, B, C, D, and everything and put together mm-hmm. and give you an answer.
Mm-hmm.
But the answer I'll tell you is, walk out of this door, go and follow what your mind tells you to do. Continue the begging, the appeal to make the marriage work. And it happened. But at the end of the day, it didn't. But for me, the most important and rewarding thing was my son. So I always tell people, I'm still married
yeah.
as much as possible. Why am I still married? Because the success of marriage is the beautiful things that come out of it.
Mm.
Did something beautiful come out of it? Yes. And I'm telling you right now that it's a beautiful thing because I'm still happy
mm-hmm.
that I can have that beautiful relationship with her.
But officially, you're yeah. not married.
No, officially, I'm not married. No.
Are you going to ever get married again?
I tried to. But you see, it's kind of difficult right now because there's a lot of... When you're dating somebody
mm-hmm.
and you get to a point where you want to get married,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a different ballgame.
Yeah.
So I'm coming from experience. So my experience, right? Mm-hmm. Some of them don't understand my experience.
Okay.
So if I'm telling them the things that I'm in my backpack
mm-hmm.
from experience, they don't understand it.
Okay.
So it kind of gets to a point where you're actually arguing. So now I've come to understand that sometimes let people experience things for themselves.
Yeah, totally.
So it will help. Because when you look like you're advising them, they mm-hmm. look at you as a talkative.
Damn.
So let people
yeah, if you don't know the taste of something, I can't explain it to you. You have to explain it to yourself.
That's how it is. So yeah. I'm praying to God to give me a woman, right? Yeah. Not just a woman, but a home builder as well, you know. So you know that I'm already in, like if some friends would say to me, why do you want to get married again? I'm like, why? I say, you already have kids. You're okay. You're fine. He said, some of us won't run. Come on, too. He won't enter again. You know? But for me, I'm a...
You like it.
So it's...
Because you like love.
Yeah, I love love.
I remember Ubi... In Love, Ubi, you were a trip, bro.
Bro.
You were happy. There was alcohol for everybody, especially that for my house. Oh, God. There was food for everybody.
Something should be...
There was alcohol for everybody. Like, if you come and you meet Ubi on a good day, you are going home smiling.
Yeah, no.
So I like, in love, Ubi.
Yeah, so you see, the thing is, what marriage does to you, if you marry the right person, sometimes we marry the right person, mm-hmm. but we don't know we're married to the right person, mm-hmm. and we take the wrong decisions. So let me tell you this. Let me tell you how I was able to heal out of all these situations that are going on now, that were going on with me, especially marriage and everything. The reason why I was able to forgive my ex and heal was mm-hmm. because I was able to sit down and took out time to point out my bullshit. The reason why a lot of people, young men, young women, go around saying, he did this,
They don't look at
themselves. They've not sat down to pick their own bullshit. Do you know, I've sat down on my own and I was slapping myself. I said, you did this, you're wrong here. And nobody had to tell me that. Mm. Now, the reason why was because I was chasing different things. And then I sat down one day and I said, can you ask yourself what the problem is? You might be a player in the movie.
But
you understand? You had a role. Mm-hmm. So we know how to blame people. For
it's
roles,
easier.
It's easier
to blame people.
To blame people for the roles we participated in.
Yeah, it's way easier.
It's way easier. But it's more difficult to sit down and call your own bullshit.
There you go.
So if I'm telling you a story about my mm-hmm. failed marriage, mm-hmm. I'll tell you both sides. Mm-hmm. So, but the funny thing is, the other side I might be telling you might not be her reality.
There you go.
So now I know my reality. That's why I'm more settled.
There you go.
In my mind. I'm happier. And I know that since I know my reality, mm-hmm. I don't expect her to accept my reality. Mm-hmm. But I also expect her for one day to sit down and find out her own reality if she actually made such mistakes.
Okay.
So it's not in my place to tell her you must identify your bullshit. But I have identified mine and I know where mine is. And I believe that it takes two mm-hmm. for something to fail, mm-hmm. right? Because you put in something mm-hmm. and you want to get at a particular thing. If it doesn't work, that means sometimes you feel like it's like putting diesel
in a fuel generator.
Mm-hmm. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. They are all liquid, but it's meant for something different.
There you go.
Do you understand? That's how I see marriage. That's how I view. That's my different views about life, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. There's never one side to a story. There are two sides to every story.
Yeah,
but in those two sides to a story, you need to mm-hmm. accept your own story and document it properly and tell yourself, did I play this part or not? Mm-hmm. If you don't accept that you played that part, you'll continue being hurt for the rest of your life. Mm.
You are very right, actually. The thing is, you also have to find a suitable situation.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So many things, it looks from outside, it looks really nice. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? But from the inside, it's probably not working. So, and like you said, like your bro said, if you take a picture and you show me the picture, now only waiting you show me, I'm going to see. But you wait there inside the picture, you see the camera and everything. Okay. Speaking of stories, at one time, you put together, if not one of the hardest record labels on the continent, not just Nigeria.
Yeah.
At one time. And it's filled with very talented people.
Yeah.
We can go for days on the success of Triple MG.
Yeah.
Both music scene, behind the scenes, putting people on. I know people that I knew them from working with you.
Yeah.
And right now they're in different amazing places in life. You know what I mean? So then you tried again.
Yeah.
You brought some boys in.
Yeah.
I remember hosting the little
intro party. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know how... Some of them released a couple of records and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But is this something, with that experience, is that something you want to do again?
Okay, see, you see one thing about music, right? I want to structure music properly. Mm-hmm. I'm still fully in the music industry.
Oh, yeah, we see.
Yeah, I'm still very fully in the music. Yeah. I've been having recording sessions. Mm-hmm. But you see, the younger artists have failed to understand some things. You see, ask anybody. Are you ready to invest in your music when you're signing them?
Not even just on a capital basis, like on life itself, on you.
So the thing is, some of them feel like, oh, Baba, mm-hmm. sign me. I hate the entire Baba, sign me.
Okay.
I want it to be, yes, I can sign you. What do you bring to the table? Mm-hmm. Do you understand? So what you bring to the table should be something, okay. The artists I would love to sign are artists like Black Bones.
Hmm.
That nigga, I say today on this show, That's my best Nigerian artist right now.
Wow. I was a Blackburn student.
I can't sing any of his songs.
But his PR moves, the way he pushes.
I don't think his record label
knows.
Are the ones that are teaching him those PR moves.
At all. Everything is from him.
I tell people, I say, listen, it's not about creating music.
It's about pushing out.
Some of you think that, oh, record label, you should pay for every promotion. Mm. No. Sometimes create something, create controversies. As far as you're not killing somebody, you're not beating a woman, you're not raping somebody, create controversies. Mm-hmm. I keep saying these things, but some of them will sit down and say, oh, record label should... That is not how marketing works.
At all.
If I can pay MTV-based Sound City, Hip TV, or everybody to play your music 10 times a day, but there's something about brand building. You need to build personality. Mm-hmm. Banga doesn't have a hit song today, but Banga is still Banga.
Yes, sir.
Because he built a personality. People don't want to build personalities.
Yes, sir. The personality always takes you further.
And I cannot build you the personality. You need to build the personality for yourself. Mm-hmm. Look, there are many artists with big songs today, but they don't have the personality.
There you go.
Look, Black Bones has a personality more than some people that have the biggest song today.
True that.
I'm a huge fan of Black. I don't know any of his songs. Mm-hmm. You see, let me tell you something. If I'm listening to music, yeah. I don't listen to music. I look at the personality because I see what I'm trying to wear. I see realities of things that I always tell people.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Look at Nyaya, for example, right? Mm-hmm. Nyaya, we built him music and built him personality. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. So it's not about just going on stage to sing. Right now, Nyaya doesn't have any number one. Mm-hmm. But if Nyaya walks in here, you know that Nyaya walked in here. Because he has the presence.
Yeah, flamboyant personality.
That is what after a while will keep you going.
Yeah.
Now, I tell you something, and I always say this, any interview I have, Nyaya is still going to come back big in this industry.
Are you guys, oh yeah, he told me, I saw him. Shout out to Just Afang. We went to eat Just Afang, Wofai. Myself and Nyaya, and he was telling me about him working on some records and stuff.
He's working on some great stuff. You know, for me, that's my brother. Yeah. I wouldn't be where I am today if God did not put us together.
True that.
So I'm always at every opportunity trying to see how he can come up. Listen, the one person I want to come up so much in this industry again is Nyaya.
Yeah.
I want him to be that. I want him, because he has it. He's got it. There's nothing you can do about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for the young guys, you know, I try to sign them, you know, two have gone, but one is still around that we are working on something. I'm trying to revamp and reevaluate a lot of things and keep, see, every business is a success. But there's a way that you're running races in a business. Mm. You will not know that you're losing a lot of stuff.
True that.
So for me right now is, I'm running races. I want to build stuff. That's it.
Okay. So the music is still happening, but you're just taking time.
I'm just taking time because right now, building music is capital intensive.
It is actually.
It's high.
The word revamp comes with a lot of money.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I want to do it differently, you know.
Yeah. Do you know what I said? I said to Black Bones, I was like, look, man, I think Chocolate City need to pay you the PR budget for the whole record label.
I'll tell you something.
Give it to you.
I don't think even MI
planned for it.
MI planned for it. I don't think. See, Black Bones.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
If not them. One of the most innovative,
it's very innovative.
We have right
look
now.
Look at how he got Burna Boy to post his music. Look at how he got Wizkid to post his music. Yeah. Look at, do you understand?
Yeah.
Without even stressing it.
And they all love him.
They love
just
him.
For that.
Yeah.
Just for that. Did you see the video of him with the megaphone on the streets?
Yeah.
He went to Yaba. He was on a megaphone like all those pastors.
Download my music. If you don't,
please download my music.
That is what I like about him. It's not even his music.
Yeah.
That's that thing he's doing.
Yeah.
And you see, he's building a personality for himself.
Yep.
So his music will outlive him. His music will be there longer. Mm-hmm. Not people that will drop a hit song today, tomorrow he's disappeared.
There you go.
You know, it's not, some people are just after dropping hits. It's not just about dropping hits. It's about doing the right thing.
You are very right. You are very right. Big shout out to Black Bones, by the way. Black Bones holding it down. Okay, so music, real estate, your Instagram handle. Yeah, you're a blogger now. I don't want you to argue with me. Don't worry. You don't just
post. I'm not arguing.
You don't just post all those rubbish news. You post relevant shit.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And I noticed that you enjoy it. Yeah. Do you have people to post for you?
So the funny thing is...
Wait. Your Instagram handle is an office now. I know.
It's an office, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So you have people that post for you?
No.
You post it yourself?
So I post 95% of the content. My sister posts 5.
So but you have someone that creates it for you and you just...
I create everything myself.
You arrange it yourself?
And let me tell you what I do, right? So people don't believe this. Before I go to bed, I spend 2 hours arranging content for the next day. Mm-hmm. When I wake up in the morning, I post prayers. Mm-hmm. I design my page like that. I post prayers, pray for myself as well, pray for my kids, my family, and continue. mm-hmm. right? Then sometimes if I'm maybe flying and I cannot post, I'll just tell my sister, post this for me. She'll post it. So my sister already knows how I think and the things that I love to post. I don't like mm-hmm. posting too much of vulgar content on my Instagram, right? Because my aunties will kill me. Right? I have a lot of people that will say, Ubi, what are you doing? So I try to be more government, you know, humor, mm-hmm. lifestyle, you know, just stay within that, mm-hmm. you know, very formed. I'm very, very informed cycle, right?
There you go.
So yeah, I do 95% of the content on my Instagram, but people don't still believe that.
I don't. You're telling me now and I'm like,
okay, let me show you something.
I don't think so.
Let me show you something.
Yeah, Ubi has six phones, by the way, six.
So let me show you something. So this is my Instagram, right? Mm-hmm. Look at this. Okay. What are you seeing here?
What does it say?
How many drafts?
30.
Right.
Okay.
So my other phones, mm-hmm. I have drafts like that. So okay. I just draft some things and keep them.
Okay.
So I can post 30, I can make 30 posts right now mm-hmm. in front of you because I've drafted them mm-hmm. and kept them. So it's just for me to just chill and wait. So whenever I'm doing my work, once I remember that, this time there's something like this going on, I'll just post. Mm.
I like that. You see, I told you, you have six phones, one for real estate, one for the music game, Johnson, traveling around the world, private jets and teens. You know what I mean? Do I have to put a chef behind my name to get a paper to deal? Because I could totally be chef at his, bro.
Oh, God.
Do you have to get a, like, come on, bro.
So, you know, we're doing well with that brand, Chef Chi. She's doing her stuff. So, yeah.
So, I want to say this from the bottom of my heart. It's none of my business, but why do people think Chef Chi is not making money?
Yo guys, what's good? My name is Timini Egusin, aka Watch Timini.
What up, yo? They call me DJ Spooner.
This is a boy, if you know the playmaker.
This is World. Oh, I forgot my name. You're listening to Dada Boy Show. Crazy guy, don't touch it.
Why do they keep saying that?
You think so?
What? Bro, excuse me. There's so many people that say that on the internet. But you know that, why? Oh, she told us. Why would you say, why?
I manage Chef Chi.
Yeah.
I handle all our deals. You cannot be managed by me and you don't make money.
So why do they keep saying that? Oh, she
doesn't. The reason is because Chioma doesn't show off.
She doesn't.
Unfortunately, Chioma.
Her neighbor had to show us that the insurance Jeep is still with her for them to actually believe that they bought the Jeep.
Now, let me tell you something. You see, Chioma, look at her entire family, for example. Mm-hmm. Do you know Chioma's father?
No.
Do you know Chioma's mother?
No, I don't.
Do you know her sisters?
I don't.
That's because she comes from a very private, tamed and private family, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. right? And with that, right, she's not somebody that is interested in glam. Do you understand what I'm saying? She's mm-hmm. very, Chioma is a very, very, very subtle person, making money.
Yeah.
But you see, unfortunately, we grew up in an industry where, where if you are not
oiling it, then oiling you're not making it.
You know, she's good, right? Yeah. You know, Chioma is making money. And
the assumption pisses me off. Like, why would you think that she's not caking?
You know, so if you look at her, you find out that she's someone that is very reserved.
Yes.
She doesn't like, she's not out there everywhere. Mm-hmm. If you even look at her Instagram, she'll post for a brand. Mm-hmm. It's not like she's marketing too much on her page. And right now, we are very, very careful with the kind of deals we take. So maybe the people that might have been saying that, people that have come to offer us peanuts and mm-hmm. see, listen, I'll tell you something. Chioma is and will still remain the biggest influencer we have in this country, female.
Ubi said so, baby.
Listen, tell me, year in, year out, 2018 consistent till today.
I'm just saying, I think I need to put chef in front of my name so we can get that pot still.
No, you're good. You're good.
I'd be like, chef, good. Chef, he's, what you say, bro?
She's doing a good job. It's just people want, like, what I found out is people have perceptions about people.
The perception kills me.
So the thing is, people want Chioma to own a restaurant here, to do this, to do that. Everything is in the works. And there she's is. Somebody that wants to make sure that the details are really, really, really on point. And you know, we have a team and we work every time. You know, pandemic kind of slowed us and drew us a year back, but we're still working. We're
didn't
still
you,
doing
guys, you guys announced like a cooking show though?
Yeah. So she shot a cooking show, mm-hmm. you know, but there were some details. You know, there are people that are saying, you know, Chioma, you guys cannot release this cooking show. There are some millions you can make before you release this cooking show. There are some things you can, there are some. So we shot the cooking show fully with no adverts, with no sponsor.
So now you got to place that.
Yeah, so people want to, they're interested. They want to put money. They want to do this. And we're still negotiating with those people.
Yeah.
So the most important thing is she's still there. The right time, the things will come out.
There you go.
There's a lot of content we have out there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I like that. I totally like that. And I definitely know that she's kicking. So stop.
No,
she's stop
good. You know, I don't know why people keep trying to.
Yeah.
She's not somebody that, like, she doesn't want to come on social media and she's showing you too much. Mm-hmm. Can't you see that she posts picture once in, maybe I even post more of Chioma's pictures from her deals than she even posts.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't really, she's not that, you know.
Now you the beggar me, she posts.
You know, Chioma has a phone
that
if she doesn't want to go on Instagram for a month,
she doesn't.
But her Instagram, on the other phone, she will just abandon it somewhere. So that's how she is. So except, oh, Chioma, we have this obligation to do this.
You have to post.
You understand? She has
to
do this. You know, so she's not someone that, you know, she has a, if you see her algorithms, if you see her insights, you'll be like, wow.
Yeah.
You know.
That's lit. Speaking of phones and Instagram, I don't know if it was today or yesterday, I saw Funny Bone post of a poster of him running for office.
Yeah, it's very valid.
In his states. Yeah,
it's very valid. Yeah.
Speaking of running for office, there is politics is something you've been outspoken.
Yeah.
You've been talking about for a while now.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So going back home, obviously.
Yeah.
What are your plans?
So currently I'm the special advisor to the governor on tourism. So
yes.
Yeah. So I'm still playing with that for now. You know, I'm still playing with that for
now. Especially advise them that I can single-handedly, with the right people, help that ranch that you guys go to.
Okay, you see.
It needs help.
Yeah, so you see.
I've been there.
Yeah, no. I was there like two weeks ago. So it's gotten better.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, as at the time the governor assumed office, it was already given to a management company.
Okay.
And they ran the place down and he was really not happy. He tried to see. So we looked at their contract and we felt like there were needs for new people to come in, right? Don't forget that sometimes people say, give it to a private sector is good.
Yeah.
Right? But when the private sector becomes too comfortable, right?
They mess
it
up.
You need to mess it up. So you need to look in. Because at the end of the day, you're not going to arrest them because they're a company. You know, so, and everything that happened, you might, they're fighting international investors, right? But these guys, they might be messing up stuff. So we're revamping it, you know, right now. I'm sure the last time you went there, right now there's a power generating, what's this thing called? We put panels there.
Solar panels
to help with electricity. You know that Nepal light doesn't go up there.
Yeah, there was a light situation.
Yeah. So you have to run gen 24 hours. So we try to put that so that once the gen is resting, the panels are on and everybody can enjoy light and all of that. So things are getting, I was there. So I went there to see things for myself because as a special advisor to the governor, that is part of my job description to make sure that the right things happened there.
There you go.
So I went there, I looked at everything. Lots of few of the things that people were complaining about have been fixed. So that means we have a governor that is listening, right? And the special advisor for the ranch is also someone that is talking to the governor as well and making sure that things happen. Brand new generating sets have been bought for the place. I was there. So I cannot tell you that I was there and I stayed 2 hours without light. Do you understand? So, and mostly, if you want to enjoy the ranch, you don't even need to stay in the hotel.
At all.
You should be going out, seeing a lot of things. So, I'm sure that's how they created the place to be. So, when you come in, you just can't go out. Can't be. So, but right now, Nigerians like to go out, take pictures, come back and want to post and they want to chill. They want to maybe play games and all of those things. So we found out that those are the things people really want to do. You know, so how it's been planned is come, go out, do what you need to do. By the time you come back, there's light everywhere. So now we had to know that, okay, people want to chill in the afternoon, you know, as well. So we had to mitigate that, put that, the panels to make sure that they can be 24 hours light. Because if you put on that gen 24 hours, 24 hours and 24 hours and 24 hours, it will pack up. So we had to do something else.
Even gen guns have the tire.
Yeah, the tire.
The gen, the tire. That means now why they guys fix the whole light situation? I mean, they give
NEPA cannot go there, up there for now. So that's the only problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so political aspirations, personal advisor, right? Special advisor, sorry.
Yeah.
And moving up the line, Are you going like Senate or are you going like governor or are you going like just...
You know, in politics, there's a hierarchy.
Yeah.
You need to do consultations.
Okay.
But am I open to contesting election in 2023? Yes, I am.
Hmm.
But I need to do those consultations to ask my leaders, should I go?
Yeah.
But I don't know what they would say. Okay, you know what? This is what is, you know, politics as well is also zoning. You zone things to different areas.
Mm-hmm.
So, I need to ask them, is this what you want me to do?
There you go.
This how you want me to, is this where you want me to go? You know, because you see, if you don't have the support, you don't have the support.
True, you know,
and you have to, unfortunately in Nigeria, you have to run under a party structure, you know? So, I have to ask that, oh, do you want me to go?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to do this? Where do you want me to stand? You know, that advice needs to come in. You have to do consultations, you know? It's like even in music, before you drop a single, you have to call some guys like to come and A&R your album.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just wake up loner and just get into the industry.
Except you're Omalay.
Well, but I'm sure that there are still people around him that,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, they totally did.
You know, yeah. So yeah, that's it.
Oh, so that's really cool.
I'll go into him.
Obviously, you have that intentions of running for office.
Yeah, I have that intention.
Hands
of running
down.
For office. Yeah. You know, my father, I come from a very huge political family.
Mm-hmm.
My father was a local government chairman in 1990.
Okay.
You know, so later became a judge of the High Court. Before he died. So I'm from a full legal and political family.
But take it back to when you were in Madonna. Did you know that you were going to do politics?
When
you were, I saw those pictures.
Yes, I knew I was going to do politics. But I tell you, I was more of someone that I knew that I was going to do entertainment.
Yeah.
Because Kelly Handsome was my Kelly. You know Kelly Handsome?
It was my
hostel mate.
What?
Yeah.
I know Kelly Handsome died.
Kelly Handsome was my hostel mate. A lot of comedians today here.
Yeah.
And who else? There's somebody else that was in
Madonna. Yeah, Madonna bred a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're a lot.
Yeah.
You know, so Kelly Handsome was my hostel mate. And a few other people.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Did you still have to run from school to Owerri over the weekend?
So I was one of those guys that I was very, very home. My home training did not allow me to take some risk.
Stop it.
Oh, Nedu.
Nedu
was in my school.
Nedu was Obia,
so let me tell you something. Nedu used to be that guy that, Nedu, please forgive me. Oh my God, forgive me. So Nedu, see, you know what? What Nedu is currently doing, right?
He's been doing it for
him. He's been doing it. So,
yeah.
So we had a curfew in school then. So Nedu had a girlfriend. So for him to cross over to the girls' hostel, Nedu would dress like a woman.
Is he lying?
The girls' hostel. See, I'm serious. Oh, listen. I am very serious. So now that he's doing all of these things, right? It makes sense because, you know, he's using it to make money now, but those were things that he took risk for.
Oh my God. Yeah. Sister Ikechi.
He's Sister Ikechi. So it's not, it didn't just come from anywhere.
It's a lie. Yeah.
If they do, he's going to tell you the truth. You know that.
I will invite
you. Yeah, they do is one of the guys that took so much risk in school back
then.
You know, then in school, when you're taking those risks, it's interesting.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's fun.
Yeah.
You know, and because how can you be in a university? You cannot visit your girl in a hostel, you know, this kind of thing.
But is it true they used to flog you guys?
Yeah.
If you mess up, they'll
bomb on your ass.
Is in a university?
Yeah.
You know, say we don't.
We could not bring cars, no, nothing.
Yeah, no cars, nothing.
You know,
we didn't have phones, so nobody was bringing a phone.
Yeah, so yeah, it was crazy.
For a fact, Madonna, they used to flog people.
Yeah.
What's the name of my father?
Father Ide. When Father Ide flogged you. Madonna University, we praise the Lord for bringing you in our midst.
I know that they told me about this, the
anthem.
Anthem. I know about that one. But the flogging one, I didn't believe. I was like, it's not possible. It's a lie.
Trust me.
It's a lie. No way. This is a university, for Christ's sake.
Be there now.
But it wasn't be there. Nedu, I'm dead. I'm so dead.
Nedu, please forgive me, man. I gotta do this, man.
I'm so dead, Ikechi. And what if his girlfriend's name was Ikechi at that time?
You know?
And that he's the persona that he's taking now.
You know?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I swear. Madonna, I don't know. Do you guys definitely have like a little reunion and stuff like that?
Yeah, we do. We do. We have like different groups. Like my class of 2008, we have a group. We have different groups that we...
Yeah,
we
man. Yeah. That's totally dope. I look at everybody now doing well, doing so nice. Madonna University. If you guys think back about the time they used to flog you, you'd just be laughing.
So, but you know what? Let me tell you something. If I have a child, if I have an opportunity, maybe then I'll send my son there.
No, we're not sending him to...
No, you know why? No, I'll tell you something. Madonna University kind of formed all of us to what we are today.
Yeah.
Right? Because it kind of helped build the talent that we are exhibiting today, right? So it was a good school, right? It helped all of us. But then we felt like they were really
suffering you guys.
Suffering us, but...
Yeah, not so. But it was just a different breed of private university.
Yeah.
You understand? Because there are other private universities too much that you can do.
They were just doing too much at that point. So,
yeah. But that flogging part was the part that
it didn't make
sense. I didn't want to believe. Now I'm like,
so it was,
wow.
You know, it was in Madonna University I stopped alcohol, everything. Not that they were selling alcohol, but I just stopped because, you know, Madonna University, it was like a military camp. So you always have to be aware of your environment.
I swear. I see guys go with it. But I mean, today they say they go with you. It's true.
Steady.
Owerri is the town, bro.
So steady.
So if you leave Madonna, you
if you combo Owerri very well, you see Madonna students every day.
From Friday, Thursday evening, on safe. They don't call it hotel. We don't deal key. We don't chill. It's crazy. If right now, Ubi Franklin of 2021, if you could talk to Ubi Franklin that was in Madonna, what would you tell him?
Okay, just do what you were doing in Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, I believe that was a... Madonna University for me is an incubator, right? Is that the right word?
Like a boot camp. There you go.
You know, for life, right? Because they're just training you how to be disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just disciplined. You know, when you leave the secondary school and you're going to university, you feel like you're going to freedom.
Yeah.
But for Madonna University, it's continuation of secondary school. You're in a boarding house. It has to happen. Your seniors are like prefects in hostels. The same formation of a secondary school, boarding school. So that's how it was. So you don't have that freedom until you leave school.
Mm.
But guess what? You know one thing I found out about freedom? So freedom is expensive. My father said that to me years ago before he died. I didn't understand what it was. You know, whenever I come back from school, I want to go out. I'm still in another prison at home.
Mm-hmm.
So he now said to me one day, he said, you always want to go out. Freedom is expensive. The time you have the freedom to go out, you might not have where to go. And that's what it is right now. Now that I can call the shots, I can go anywhere I want to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to Yankee tomorrow, right? Do you understand what I'm saying?
There you go.
I can decide not to go to the Yankee because I'm in control.
There you go.
So now I have the time to do anything. But whenever I look back, I remember that freedom is expensive.
Yeah.
Right? Because freedom is expensive, not just because of... Now, that freedom I have now...
I'm paying for it. Adulting. It's called the adulting scam.
So there's no day that there's no alert that comes out of your account, you know. But back then, so now I respect my parents 1 million times more.
Yeah.
Because whenever I sit down and I'm taking care of my kids, I'm taking care of my family and everything.
You'd be like, wow, you're my popsy trial.
How was my father
doing all this
to cater for over 30 people? Because like my father would just go out. If your father died or your mother died, we'll bring you into the house. So we're like over 30 people in my house.
God,
so how was he able to pay for everybody's school fees, you know, feed everybody? And now I kind of appreciate
the struggle,
you know, because now it made me, that built me into someone that has a big heart. Mm-hmm. So my hands are open to as many people as possible. So
30.
Yeah. Way even more.
That's a lot of people.
Way even more. So, but it was always, you know, and you must go to school.
Compulsory.
You must go to school.
So some certain level of education.
So we didn't have any house boy or house girl. We had a lot of people to do different work.
Mm-hmm.
See, I've carried cassava in my head. In my house, there's no house boy. Everybody's treated the same. I've carried cassava. I go to farm. If I don't go to farm, they'll cable me. Do you understand what I'm saying?
You know, the last time when they talk cable, from cable to flog to cane. Cable be there before. They say they'll cable me.
My father was a retired military officer, so he's a disciplinarian. God. So you don't even mess with
that. He said they'll cable me, man. But I'm sure he'll be so super proud of you.
Yeah.
Everything you put together. You know what I mean?
Unfortunately, I always say this, right? I miss my dad so much. But if my dad was alive today, I wouldn't be where I am now. I'll be somewhere else doing something different. I might be a judge of the High Court right now. I might be a judge of the High Court right now. And most of the people that passed through me in entertainment wouldn't have been able to pass through me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that sometimes things happen for a reason, right? So though I wish that he was here to see what I'm doing, but I'm sure that he's somewhere looking at me every day saying, this guy, you actually did good. Do you understand what I'm saying?
There
so for me, I'm able to take care of my family. You know, he knows I'm taking care of his wife.
There you go.
You know, so that's very important to him as
very
well.
Very important.
That I'm taking care of his wife. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, shout out to you, man. We'll be frankly out here. I'm about to go change my name to Chef Ahis so we can get that pot a deal. You understand? Doing so many things, masters of so many things, the music game, the political game itself, which is a very, very large thing.
Yeah.
I wish you the best of luck because I know you definitely have some new tricks off your sleeve. We need the savior. Ah! How would I say this? I know a lot about politics because University of Benin will make you, Benin in general will make you want to know
politics.
What's popping.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Because they'll each literally be taking things in front of your eyes and you'll be like, who is in charge? You want to know. Do you understand? So from my 100 level, I've always wanted to know who was in charge.
Yeah.
You understand? Edo said, three governors. I met the last part of Lucky. You understand?
Yeah.
And all the other guys. Yeah. You understand? Three governors. When our NLC, Labour Prefect Gonseva, we like to call him Labour Prefect. When he came in. Yeah, I was there.
Adam Sirmali.
Yes, sir. Yes. Yeah. You understand? So I like, but am I really interested in politics? No. But do I know my politics?
Yeah. No, so I'm very much interested in politics. And I feel like everybody doesn't need to be interested in politics.
But you understand? We need to know about it.
Yeah, we need to change the current trajectory. What is going on in our country today? Because and we cannot change it today. We have to be involved.
Yes, sir.
So I would have said to you, oh, I'm not interested in politics. I'm not going to contest.
Mm.
But I tell you that if I don't get involved, I will not be able to make some changes.
There you go.
So I tell people the most dangerous thing in government today is not even your president. It's your permanent secretaries in different ministries.
Mm.
Because they can frustrate this country if they want to.
Based on personal choice.
Yes.
Whatever they want to do.
Yeah. So,
damn.
If you want to be a president, you want to be successful.
Yeah.
You have to start first by removing all of them and send them on retirement and rebuild your system.
Hmm.
See, the amount of ghost workers in our country today are a lot.
Go.
I know why. It's because our biometric systems that need to be infused. They will not allow it work.
Because the Ojoro.
They will not.
Ojoro.
Mm-hmm.
Ojoro.
You know that one person alone
is making
can
so
have
much.
Like 50 people on payroll. So if their salary is 150,000, calculate 150,000 times 50 people. That's what he's collecting every month.
Ghosts.
And the country is bleeding. Yeah.
Damn.
A lot of ghost workers in the system.
Bro, like, look, man, like, there's so much pressure. It's like, I feel like the country is about to explode, but it won't explode.
No, it won't explode.
Because we are more powerful than the way people see us.
Yeah.
We are definitely more
Nigerians
powerful.
Love enjoyment. So Nigerians are like Lagosians. They love enjoyment. They don't like problem.
We are very powerful. Yeah. So I don't think it is. Obviously, there's always trying times.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? We're in the middle of it right now with the whole insecurity and things. But I think like there's always light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, definitely.
And
need to
one thing Nigerians know how to do the most is celebrate.
Yeah.
Yeah. So after the whole trying times, I'm definitely hoping we get there. Yeah. Do you understand? We source it out. Might not be our generation, maybe the next one. You understand? So, like, lifestyle will always continue, but we need a Nigerian dream that works.
Yeah, so we need, for the Nigerian dream to work, I'll tell you something. Let me tell you what I've come to understand. If your age is between 18 and 45, we can actually come out on the election day and decide what happens in this country by picking the right leader, but some of us won't.
Because the people that don't, they don't want to understand.
No.
They're not interested.
We've been sold this idea that during election that our votes don't count.
Yeah.
But we are too... So, but the same people that snatch ballot boxes and everything are in our age bracket.
Yeah.
So if we are able to sit down and convince those people that let's take power from these older people and look for the oldest person that should be in government should be at least 65 or maybe 60.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
But it's not even an age thing because we have the young people there that are facing the wall.
No, but you see, the thing is, if you are in government today, I said this to you, if you're in government today and you're not the person that takes the decision and you're a young person, forget it.
You're just there as a pawn. Forget it. Damn.
So, no matter what you do, the president needs to sign off on it. No matter what you do, the governor needs to sign off on it. So if you are not a direct person taking the decision,
just enjoy yourself.
So we need to infuse ourselves in decision-making positions.
There you go.
Maybe in the House of Assemblies, in the Senate and House of Representatives as young people, where we can actually shake you and you do the right thing. So it's two ways. It's either we have the young people in different important government positions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or we have the young people in the judiciary.
There you go.
In the state and federal house of representatives, mm-hmm. the state house of assembly, federal house of representatives, and the senate. Once we do that, there'll be more power and they will listen to us more.
Yeah.
But guess what? A lot of young people, whenever they get there, they negotiate for themselves. They are not negotiating for the country.
True that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy because that's whole mentality of, oh, I must chop when I reach there.
Yeah.
Just like the people before me.
Yeah.
You understand? So, Omo, it's crazy, but Mr. Man, I wish you best of luck.
Thank you so much,
bro. I will be there. Even though I will be campaigning for you, but I'll just be in one of the rooms in the ranch, just chilling. Ubi got this.
You know, we need to do a trip to the ranch again. Like,
I'm just down, yeah. man. I like your boy. Yeah, I'm down.
I'm working on one. I just want to see the political situation, the curfew that they just I don't know. Everything should just calm down.
Yeah, everything.
We'll do a trip again.
Yeah, definitely.
To the ranch and.
Yeah, I'm down, man. Like, it's crazy that, but thank you for coming.
Thanks, bro.
My brother, you do so much. You know me. I'm always there in your comments saluting you.
Yes, bro.
You are from day one.
I can't wait for this to come out, man.
It will come out. Yeah. And like, I really want us to do even more episodes. Even if you come set up at the crib, you understand? Yeah. Have more of this conversation.
Yeah, we can do as much as possible. For me, I'm just open to, you know, if I don't talk to somebody to pour out what is really on my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
It gets me really bored.
Oh, you already poured out what's on your mind.
Yeah,
so, I have a small... Pass my phone. Yeah. One of my favorite videos on the internet.
Oh my God. So I was really pissed off that day.
Bro, I was in America. You know something? You want to hear something funny, crazy? When you landed in ATL, Ben Rook came to pick you.
Yeah.
I was in ATL flying to Lagos.
Oh, you're going back to Lagos?
I already passed through security. I was like, I will just call me for door. But literally, I was going
to. I used to.
Yes. Then I saw your post. I was like, yo, he's at the airport. And I saw your story and everything. My favorite video on the internet.
Can you send me that video on WhatsApp?
I had to crop. It's 6 seconds. Yeah. It's not long. You understand? It's very, very short video.
I better send me that video, please. All right.
Ubi, thank you so much.
Thank
I appreciate you
for
everything you do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, dude, you're a blessing. Your brain works very fast.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, everything you do, congratulations.
Appreciate you for having me.
Whatever you touch always turns into gold.
Amen.
Like me now, you've touched me now. So, gold, baby.
All right, guys, thank you for, please always support Ahiz. You know, these conversations help kill a lot of depression. You need to hear from people, you need to hear their stories.
Yes, sir.
Because, if we don't talk, right, you'll not get to know how we've been able to struggle our lives to get to where we are. Some people feel like Ubi just woke up yesterday.
And
listen, I was PA to Julius Ago. You know, I hustled with the likes of Two Face, you know, Sound Sultan, you know, Ikechukwu. You know, at Jabota?
Yeah.
You know, I'd manage at Jabota and his sister. Then they were sewing Kazafro as a group.
Mm-hmm.
So I've hustled very well to get to where I am. So I didn't just wake up, boom, and I'm here. So always understand that there's always a process. So the process is you have to wake up every day understanding that you can become what you want to be. You know, it's not a motivational speech, but it's if you actually work hard, you'll become what you want to be.
Definitely.
So thank you guys for hanging out with us.
Yes, so you know, remember, follow, subscribe, comment, please. You know what I mean? So let's go. Ubi Franklin, thank you for coming. Bada boom, bada bang. Dada Boy Show, we out. I'll see you guys next week.
Appreciate it.
Deuces.